Hey there, welcome to episode 2 of Awareness, the podcast, fostering a more compassionate, empathetic, and accepting society. I'm your host, Rob Daniels, with another host that I'm about to introduce you to. First, I just want to make mention that I'd like to say thank you so much, really, for all the incredible encouragement and feedback we got on episode 1 of Awareness, the initial launch of Awareness last week. And that was with the amazing Susan from Simcoe County Suicide Awareness Council. She is a volunteer there, and we certainly learned a lot about how you can help others when it comes to suicide prevention, navigating grief caused by suicide of a loved one, and more. So if you haven't seen that episode yet, you should certainly do so. Click like, subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast, and that would be certainly appreciated. Now, speaking of Simcoe County, also having ties to that region is my very good friend and fellow Barry Baycats host, content creator, broadcaster, content provider, jack of all trades, really, if you think about it, having recently got into the real estate world. I'm talking about Ben Davey, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Rob. It's a real honor to be here. And thanks for inviting me on Pizza Lunch Tuesday.
Yeah. Oh,
my goodness, I had no idea you were going to feed me. I thought you were taking me to Denny's after the podcast. You don't have to do that anymore, really.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. Whatever. Come on. You can make some room. But yeah, it was a great lunch.
You on the podcast, make sure he invites you on Pizza Lunch Tuesday.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. That's a good one. So yeah, you're famous, of course, for your Barry Baycats play-by-play, which a lot of people that follow baseball, especially in the IBL, they must know you because you're on Rogers TV, you're on Baycats YouTube, and you are quite popular around the park because, frankly, a lot of fans pick your brain and they want to know your opinion. They want to know, you know, everything about baseball, and they come to you because you're a valuable and trusted source. So,
well, thanks for saying all that.
Yeah, we're here. I mean, we're in our Baycats gear.
Accolades to live up to. I've had the good fortune of being associated with the team for a long time, actually going back to 2005, the first championship season. That was the first year that we did TV broadcasts on Rogers TV in Barrie.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do all the games, unfortunately. It was volunteer run for the most part, and we actually ended up missing the championship clinching game, which never really sat well with me. I always kind of regretted that, even though they won and we were excited and I got to see it. I didn't get to call that game, and it was in Barrie.
I
stuck with the Baycats until the end of the 2010 season. Then my kids were starting to get a little older. They wanted to play baseball, and my summer months were really important with them. So I stepped away from the play-by-play mic for about a decade. And then in 2021, right after the pandemic, Josh Matlow and a new regime sort of took over the franchise, and they invited me to come back, and the timing was good to come on the play-by-play mic again. So this is going to be my 11th season in 2025.
Yeah, it's good to have you back for sure. You're in Baycats gear. I'm in Baycats gear. We are supporting the ball club. I mean, that's one. I mean, I love that one. It's, you know, it suits you well on a July Saturday afternoon, 4:05 start. That's what Ben Davies wore.
Right.
I got, I guess, the night game going on.
That's
right?
Almost like a sleepwear sort of.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's kind of cool. But yeah, we're both repping the Baycats. We love the team. We love to work for them. Ben being the play-by-play man, and yours truly as PA announcer. Now, we had a great run in 2024. It was absolutely magical. The Baycats winning the IBL championship. I got to ask you what your absolute favorite moment from that Baycats 2024 championship winning season was.
Well, the biggest moment of the year was the final out, of course, in Guelph game 4 when they clinched it on the road, unfortunately for Baycat fans, but they won it. And that was what we were all hoping for. For myself personally on the mic, the most exciting moment was game 1 of the 2024 IBL finals against Guelph, the series opener. Barrie had a really big lead, blew it in the ninth inning. Went into extras. They had to come back and tie it 10-10 on an RBI by Roy Sando. And then Adam Odd came to the plate in the bottom of the 12th inning, and it went like this.
So Adam Odd will try to send these fans home happy. After 4 hours and 3 minutes of baseball here at Vintage Throne Stadium on a Sunday night, September 8th, game 1 of the Jack and Lynn Dominico Cup Finals. pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Right field. See ya! The Big Cats taking an extra innings on a two-run homer by Adamon. Listen to this crowd. Look at those players. They did it the hard way.
And what a moment that was.
Still get chills watching that.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of Baycat fans weren't there to see it because it was a Sunday night. It was the fourth hour of the game. It was after 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So a lot of parents had to get the kids home. It's a school night, a work night. And I've had so many fans say, Ben, we were at that game. Unfortunately, we had to leave early, but we heard your call as soon as we got home. We put on the TV and we saw it live on television. So
I don't even know if they let Adam Odd cross the plate before they ripped his shirt off completely. That was what a celebration.
It was really
that
cool.
It was certainly fantastic. And a great memory indeed. Hopefully more to come with championships. How many have you been a part of now?
Well, that was the second season where I had been calling play-by-play. Like 2005 was the first for me, and then last year, 2024, I missed the string of six consecutive championships that they had from 2014 to 2019 because I just wasn't broadcasting during that time. I was watching games with my kids and that sort of thing. So saw them, but wasn't on the mic, unfortunately. So.
Yeah. Well, again, hopefully more to come. And for those that don't know, the Barry Baycats organization, if you're new to baseball or you just come across Baycats baseball on Rogers TV or on Baycats on YouTube, the channel there, they play in the Intercounty Baseball League, and it's considered semi-professional baseball, which is very good baseball. You get a lot of guys playing in this league across Ontario that have played Major League Baseball before. So we're talking like guys like Dalton Pompey that played in the Blue Jays 2015-2016 era throughout the playoffs there. You even get like Rob Butler is the coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs Baseball Club, and we have like a we've got our very own Frank Garces, incredible pitcher for the Baycats, who pitched, a little further into his stats, but more with San Diego and MLB, right?
2016, 2017, I think, with the Padres. Willie Garcia is a new Baycat who's going to be joining the team this year, and he played for the Chicago White Sox in 2017.
Incredible.
So I'm a big White Sox fan.
Yeah.
You know, Willie was there for a little while, so it'll be neat to meet him. And you were so excited to meet Dalton Pompey.
So excited.
You brought a baseball, and I'm like, what's Rob doing getting autographs from the team? But Wolf Royals are here, and he's running around like a kid with his pen and his baseball.
And I wanted him to sign that specific moment in the playoffs where he slid headfirst into third base. It was one of those Blue Jays moments. I'm a huge fan of, like, getting the autographs of certain moments, like Devon White up against the fence in the 92 World Series when it should have been a triple play. The Toronto Star even reported it as a triple play. They showed the tag and it was still, no, he didn't get that triple play. It should have been. But I love those moments for sure. And I imagine you do as well. And I'm sure there's going to be more to come from those MLB guys this year. And what I find good, and you probably can attest to this as well, is that these MLB guys, they actually, they're mentoring the college players that are on the team too. So it's good to have those college guys and the MLB guys there. And if you're watching these MLB guys, you should be like, right up there as a college player and say, I got to watch these MLB guys, because if I want to make it further and get past NCAA, I got to, take notes on Frank Garces.
Right. Who better to learn from than someone who's actually been there and played on the show?
Exactly. It's certainly an interesting mix of veterans and up-and-coming talent. And the audience in Barry and beyond for Baycats baseball on Rogers TV and YouTube, they listen to, of course, your great broadcasting abilities. I'm not just sucking up. I'm telling you that you've got these great broadcasting abilities especially for baseball, and they watch you do your thing. They don't necessarily play witness, though, to what goes into what makes your work a work of art. And that's what this show is about, is bringing things into awareness. So if you are a fan of the Baycats, but you're not there early enough to see Ben Hart at work or even behind the scenes when he's at home prepping, this is what this is all about, is trying to bring things into awareness. And you do a lot of prep. So why don't you take us through what happens on game days at home when it comes to your routine of preparatory work?
Well, the funny thing is, and I appreciate all of the praise and the accolades, but I actually enjoy your job more than I enjoy my own.
Really?
When you're away
at the competition,
I get to be the public address announcer. That's the real fun because you just get to let loose and scream the players' names into the mic. I do love play-by-play, but that's a lot of fun as well. And I get to do that when you're away.
Yeah.
So take some more time off next
year. Really? Come on, thanks.
you're the voice of the ballpark. I'm the voice of the broadcast.
Yeah.
When they come to the game, they get to hear your voice. When they watch on TV, they hear mine.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of fans that kind of sit in the proximity of our broadcast area that are able to hear us as well. It's not intentionally set up that way, but we don't really have a broadcast booth. We're just in the back row. I was telling you earlier today about a story about a couple that had just immigrated to Canada from Poland, and they were living in Barrie, and some friends brought them to some BayCats games to see baseball for the first time. They'd never seen baseball before. They didn't know the rules of the game. They didn't understand how a baseball game unfolds. Yeah. And they came to me after like three or four games watching the BayCats, and they said, "We've been really enjoying your broadcasts, not at home, but here at the park, because we're listening and we're learning about baseball from you and me and Julius, my broadcast partner, just listening to you guys announce the game while we're here. And that's how we're learning how baseball." And I thought, that is so cool.
That's
you never
special.
Know who's listening and who's learning about baseball for the first time.
Yeah. And they're learning from a great.
But as far as the preparation goes, it's not really that exciting. I do follow try to follow the other teams before they come to Barrie.
Yeah.
Watch a broadcast or two on YouTube to see what's going on with who the hot players are, who's injured, the storylines of those teams. And then, of course, talking to the manager and even some players, if I can, from the visitors when they come to Barrie before the game.
Good on you to do that. And it takes an incredible amount of focus to do what you do and to make sure you're prepared in those pre-hours before the game. The hours during the game, some of them are longer. They happen to always play longer on Thursday nights. So what's with that? Do I always
have
the home
games?
4-hour games?
There are some fans that want the pitch clock in the IBL.
Yeah,
and it's worked well in Major League Baseball. I don't know if we're ever going to have it or not, but the technology isn't there for it yet.
But. Yeah, maybe one day. But we certainly all have our challenges in the workplace at times, and I would imagine there's got to be some challenges that sometimes could get overwhelming during a game for you as a broadcaster. Can you touch on what some of those challenges may be?
Well, like I said, we're not in a broadcast booth. We're on the back row of the benches. So we are exposed to the elements, sun, wind, even rain. Mm-hmm. We have had our notes blow off, and fans have been kind enough to grab our notes and bring them back upstairs for us.
Yeah.
So I've learned to kind of have everything weighted down, put my water bottle on my scorebook and stuff like that. Because you lose your stuff in the middle of a broadcast. It's like, what do I say now, right?
Yeah. So got point form notes.
Help. There aren't too many challenges, though. I love it. It's baseball. It's like, there are some things that come up that make things a little harder sometimes, but you just roll with it and you do the best you can. And players are experiencing challenges on the field, too. But you know, you go out there, you do the best you can and try to win the game.
Yeah, exactly. In your opinion, with this BayCats team, 2024 champions, by the way, let's show her rings up. I think
they gave us rings.
They gave us rings. Can you believe this? This is
amazing.
This is incredible. Thanks to, the entire organization and the hard workers around the stadium. Everybody got rings. I mean, the players got these huge, ginormous ones, well deserved, and they got those things are huge. You got to see them, and they fly around social media sometimes. If you follow the BayCats on social media, you can see the pictures of the rings, the championship rings for the players. But ours are fantastic as well, and I think to myself, you know, we have another season coming up here, 2025. What did the BayCats, in your opinion, have to do in order to repeat as champions?
You know what Josh Matlow said before the playoffs, the manager of the BayCats, he said, I asked him, what's the one thing that you want to see the team do a little bit differently now that we're in the postseason? He said, it'd be nice to get an early lead. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly the key to the BayCats going 10-0 through the playoffs, was that for 93 consecutive innings, they never trailed at the end of an inning at any point. And that streak is going to continue on opening night in May, May 15th for the home opener. We'll see how long that streak can keep going. But 93 innings, completed innings of not trailing.
That's
mind-blowing. So as long as you're up in the game.
Certainly have the pitching to help us with that.
Well, the pitching is the best in the IBL. Yeah. Starting pitching for sure. The bullpen was a concern last year.
Yeah.
They got a couple of young flame-throwing arms that they think are going to be able to eat up some innings. Mm-hmm. And the outfield will be very interesting because Kenesi Joe won't be back, unfortunately. He's with
I'm gonna miss that guy.
Frontier League.
I love introducing that guy. Kenesi Joe.
So good. Spark plug, base stealer. Yeah. I mean, he's the straw that stirs the drink. So there's a spot in center field now. Noel McGarry Doyle is draft eligible, so we'll see what happens with him. But the Bay Cats have brought in some players too now. Yeah. So we got Willie Garcia. He's gonna get a spot in the outfield. And
so
I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, should be interesting. Can't wait. May 15th is the home opener, by the way. You can go to BarryBayCats.com for more information on that. Taking you off the field for a moment here to another initiative that you involve yourself in, which is mental health related. And of course, we want to shine the light on that, especially that because this show is mental health focused. And that's the Sunrise Challenge that you involve yourself in with CAMH, a very reputable organization. Why don't you walk us through a little bit what that's all about for you and how you got involved?
Well, I'm so thrilled that you decided mental health would be the theme of these podcasts that you're doing, because it's a thread that runs through every line of work, every person, every mental health affects all of us in one way or another. And we all struggle in different ways. For some have very serious mental health challenges. I've been up close to people in my own life who have had seasons where the mental health challenge has been so difficult that it's been virtually debilitating and affecting areas of their lives in serious ways. So in 2021, I started getting some emails from CAMH, the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, and it was a Sunrise Challenge that they were doing. And I love waking up early. I need a reason to wake up, but when I do, I always feel good.
Yeah.
And so the challenge was simple. It was just 5 days, wake up with the sun, record the sunrise, post it on social media, and I decided to do like live stream sunrises.
Yeah.
So I picked different locations around the GTA and picked some pretty cool spots like beaches, parks. I got permission to go up to the top of the CN Tower one morning and live stream the sunrise.
Who can say they've been able to do that other than you, right?
Like, because it's closed. I know. Nobody's up there, right?
And you get that access, for a good cause.
Yeah.
So you've received several donations in the past for this.
Yeah, well, I've done 4 years now, so this year will be year number 5. And 22 sunrises, $2,100. So it's almost about $100 per sunrise. And that's just my friends. But right across Canada, CAMH has raised $5.5 million through this Sunrise Challenge. So it's really been able to make a big impact.
Why don't we take a look at some of these sunrises in the past that you've experienced before and take a look if you haven't seen them. Fabulous.
The fun thing is, when I wake up 4:30, 4:45, hop in my car, I don't know what the sky's going to look like. It could be overcast, could be raining. You saw there, like, sometimes the sky is just beautiful, pink, orange, all kinds of different possibilities and colors that you might see. And some of them are magnificent. And then sometimes it's just cloudy and gloomy. But, you know, every day is a fresh start. That's what I think is the significance of it, is getting up early. There's endless possibilities. For some people, it's going to be the best day of their lives and they don't even know it. But you got to get out of bed and get the day going and start it and let those possibilities fall into place.
I wonder if CAMH could ever team up with the Bay Cats at one point and do a sunrise challenge with them. Maybe we become the Dominican Association of Mental Health for just 1 week. And then you fly Ben Davey to the Dominican Republic to catch the sunrises there for a week during spring training. And then you get to follow the Bay Cats as well throughout the day and report on their spring training. Can we get that happening?
I like the way you're thinking.
CAMH, Bay Cats, can we make this happen?
Someone would have to donate the flights, though, because we don't want that coming out of the $2,100, right?
Yeah, exactly. That is a fantastic initiative, though, that you involve yourself in, and it happens typically every year you're doing it.
Yep, doing it again this year. It's not till May, so the weather will be a little nicer, hopefully. May 26th, the last Monday of the month is when it starts. And I live stream it, and then I post it later in the day, so that if you're not up that early, you can still see it. make a donation if you like. You don't have to, but every little bit helps, and we'll see how much money we can raise this year. So
give those handles again on social media to follow those Sunrise Challenges. Where can they follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me on I'm Ben Davey. So it's I'm Ben Davey, or send me a friend request on Facebook. And I always accept every request that comes in. It's a public page, so anybody can watch and follow along.
We'll look forward to that. End of May. What's the toughest mental health challenge do you think that yourself, Ben Davey, has had to go through in life thus far? And how did you navigate it?
Well, I think the hardest year of my life so far, when I think back, it was the best year and one of the best years and one of the worst years combined. It's funny how life balances that way sometimes. But 2015, I got married, remarried in the summer of 2015. And 4 months later, I was doing my morning radio show. And tell me if you've heard this story before. Get off the air at 9 a.m. Somebody says, "Hey, Ben, we want to chat with you in the boardroom."
Oh, boy.
Ooh, yeah, the boardroom is never a good place to get invited to at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
But anyways, they told me that they were going to let me go, and essentially I was fired. They wanted to take the show in a different direction. It wasn't anything performance related. They just wanted the show to have a different sound, and I wasn't prepared for it. I had been fired before. It's my second time I've been fired. I've only been fired twice in radio. I've worked at a lot of stations, but a lot of people don't understand. When you get fired in radio, it's not like other jobs. It's like you're gone. You don't get to walk through the building and say goodbye to people. They hand you a box, and you put your headphones and your coffee mug, whatever else you have that's yours, in the box, and they walk you to the door. They take your keys, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And it's such a weird feeling because, like you're on the air at 8:55 a.m., and then 9:20, you're in your car wondering, okay, what's my next career path going to be here? You get blindsided, and it happens a lot to people in radio.
There's a lot of shock involved. And someone said this to me the other day, actually, and when you lose your job, there's, you know, you talk about people that have, you know, that go to funerals, family members that have passed away. They're in jobs that people have, certain ones. There is grief. There is a grieving process for people that lose their jobs, and it's not brought into awareness enough. And I feel like that, for radio people, is a real thing.
And it took me a while to find work again. That was the other thing. I'd only done radio all my life. I'm like, what am I going to do now? And I had a real hard time getting calls returned to me from other stations. This was right around the time that I think radio programmers were starting to figure out, we can have one DJ do a show in four or five different cities. And you know, it's just not, when you turn the radio on now, it's very often the case that the DJ you're listening to isn't even in the city that that radio station is from. So program directors would call me back. They'd be like, "Well, you sound great. We'd love to have you, but we're just trying to keep our own DJs busy right now because we're laying off." So the whole industry was really starting to change right around that time. And I had to start to think of other career options. I got into live DJing, which was something similar, but very different. Doing weddings, dance parties, things like that. A lot of fun. I couldn't make a full-time living out of that, though, because people just do that on weekends. It's not a Monday to Friday thing. So, and now I'm in real estate. So that's a brand new career venture that I just kind of took upon myself a couple of years ago.
So that's a good thing that you've overcome what happened to you. It's showing that, you know, you didn't let this thing beat you to the ground. You got up, you figured out what kind of transferable skills you have, and you're running with it, and you're still staying in the game by utilizing your voice, by being at Baycats games, by voicing stuff for them. And it, you know, as long as you're living your purpose somewhat, like you've got it, it doesn't necessarily have to be full time, but you know, you're doing it, and good on you for having a good attitude and overcoming what you went through in 2015.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does. I'm going through it right now, and it's an interesting thing. You're exploring. You got to explore what other skill sets you might have, or what other visions or dreams or goals you can connect the dots and try and take chances. That's the most important thing too. A collective, you know, good chances.
Yeah. I was fully unemployed for about 4 months, which was very scary. No income at all. My wife, who I had just married, had just quit a job that wasn't really suitable for her. That was before I got fired. So neither of us were working. And when you live paycheck to paycheck, like we were, 4 months drains whatever you've got saved up really fast. Absolutely. And you start looking at credit lines and like, okay, we just got to keep going here. It'll one of us catch a break. I remember one, I don't know if I told you this story, but there was one, it was in January, And I'm like, okay, I got to do something. I'm not hearing back from any radio stations. There was a lot of snow that night. I literally grabbed a shovel. I'm 40 years old. I grabbed a shovel and I started going door to door asking people if I could shovel their driveways.
Yeah.
I did that for about 8 hours. I shoveled 5 driveways. Each person gave me about $20. It's funny because they thought I had a snowblower or a blade or something. I didn't. I was like, it's just me, just my shovel.
Yeah. You know? No shame though. I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
I made $100. Yeah. And I remember coming home around 6 o'clock. I was drenched because it started raining. Money was soaking wet and I put the money on the kitchen table and I'm like, that's the hardest $100 I've ever earned in my life.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, there's some food this week, right? Just try to keep going. Just, you know, and eventually things started to fall in place for me, but it took a while.
Yeah. Well, you have a good head on your shoulders, Ben Davey. And, I only imagine good things are going to come your way with this new venture of yours in real estate. And you're going to do great things with the Bay Cats on the side. It's really a match made in heaven for you, I think. So,
thank you. Yeah. Well, it all kind of fits together, which is the other cool thing about it. You look back and you're like, okay, I can kind of see now how things were fitting together in ways that I couldn't see at the time.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. For calling baseball games, for example, I talk about this a lot with you, and I think the audience would love to know as well. And I've talked about it with our skipper's father, Avery Matlow, that we think that you have the abilities though to call a Major League Baseball game. Is that still a dream of yours to call MLB at least for one occasion?
Yeah, it's a dream. It'll always be. I'd love to just get an opportunity just to do a game on the radio. It's not something I'm aggressively pursuing though. I'm happy in Barrie. I've got other career things going on, so it's not like I can just all of a sudden give all of that up. And you know, I mean, if I got a Major League position offered to me, I'd certainly listen to it, but it's not something that I'm chasing. I'm content with where I am in life. And, you know, whether you're calling the Barrie Baycats of the IBL or the LA Dodgers Major League Baseball, it's all baseball.
Right.
It's the same job, talking to the players, announcing what's happening on the field. Yeah. One's a bigger stage than the other, but it's still what I love to do.
Yeah.
So if I don't get that Major League break, it's okay.
That's a good outlook to have and a fabulous mindset. Ben Davey, thank you so much for coming by Awareness episode number 2 here. Thank you again. And it's just, you know, Baycats fans, I hope you're looking forward to the 2025 season. May 15th is when things get underway officially at home. You can get the details at BarrieBaycats.com. This has been fabulous having you in here to talk mental health, talk about what needs to come into awareness more when it comes to mental health and what the fans may have not known about Ben Davey. We brought that into awareness today and of course talked about your favorite IBL team. So I think it deserves one more look at those 2024 championship rings and we'll hope to bring another one home in 2025. So there you go.
And if you ever come to a game, say hello to us. You come up to the broadcast area, say hi to Rob. He's in the PA booth there. And
absolutely.
Yeah, love to meet you.
Yeah. Fantastic. That's at Vintage Throne Stadium. In Simcoe, it's in Midhurst, and you can get the details again, BarrieBaycats.com. Thanks so much for listening wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. That would certainly mean a lot wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Rob Daniels. That's Ben Davey. Look forward to catching you in episode number 3 next time.